This morning, we have the pleasure of talking to Dr. Marlene Leroux, who is the CEO of Artscape Theatre Centre in Cape Town. And what we know about Marlene is that she is a South African activist of note, an arts leader, a disability rights activist. And besides being the CEO of the Artscape Theatre Complex, she's also played a major role in transforming the space into an exclusive, inclusive, accessible, and socially engaged space. And beyond her leadership in the arts, she's also a committed advocate for gender equality, disability inclusion, and education access. Amongst the several boards that she serves on, she has also co-founded the Women's Achievement Network for Disability, WAND, and have published books including Look at Me and South Africa's Road to Democracy. So a great accolade for us to be chatting to Dr. Marlene Leroux this morning.
British Month is very important for us. So we, under the commemorated theme, we are saying reimagine our heritage institutions for a new era. Because Artscape is a living heritage. It's not just a building, it's beyond a building.
Very
And it's
powerful.
important that we It and you know, Janet, it's so important that we need to state these things because we had a journey from we're going to be next year 55 years. So we're starting this journey reimagining spaces and especially government spaces. And we're saying to ourselves, we're kicking off with Heritage Month. What excites me immensely because this year is the 80th year celebration of Pieter Dirkhuis.
Another
And we
icon amongst us, right?
Yes, and it's a living legend that we need to celebrate. And we also, with that, we're saying to ourselves that we can never forget Steve Biko. It's today, the 12th of September, and it's important that we don't forget our legends that paved the way for us, that paved with their lives for us. Hence, we have started with this celebration, kicking off with Pieter Dirkhuis. What excites me tremendously is that we have approached Basil Apollis because Pieter Dirkhuis actually came to my office, Janet, and he said, "Marlene, I am trusting you. Here are my place. I don't want to do Evita Bisseydenhout note. I'm 80 years old. Pieter Dirkhuis is 80 years old. And through my writings, through my plays, I want to celebrate my life thus far." So it was a daunting task.
And I think his life is bigger than just Evita Bisseydenhout. He straddled so many sides, touched so many people. He's been a voice. I mean, in the 80s, he was the voice that we listened to.
60s, 70s, 80s, he was the consciousness of our society through satire, through telling the world what is happening in South Africa. And we also laughing, actually hysterically. Some things were just because apartheid was not funny, but he was
Not at
bold
all.
and brave enough.
And to be
And
able to make social commentary in a way that doesn't make people switch off even before they switch on, I think that is really a powerful force.
Hence, when it came to say that, I sat down and I thought, how am I going? Because it just left me with a place, Janet. And I thought, but I must do this. This is an honor for the space, but it's also an honor for South Africa, for the world. And then I approached Basil and I approached Sestoko Ntshinga, and Basil Apostolos decided to do No Space on Long Street. It's a tribute to Cape Town Space Theatre area, capturing the vibrant and rebellious spirit of the 1970s and 80s. It focuses on drama, dance, comedy, puppetry, and political resistance. And I think all those artists, and the space was that particular space where Black, white, whatever color you were, was a space that you could go to. And it was also the space where people could express themselves. It was a space where you can, it's, I can't say normal because it was not normal, but theater was practice for everyone. And that was the Pieter Dirk Uys time. And so many people like Denise Newman, the veterans of our time was part of the space. So coming to see, and it's also Terence Bridget that is playing all these characters to life in a compelling one-man performance. It's absolutely excellent. And we kicked off this play Wednesday night and it ends on Saturday. And but I realize it needs another run. Absolutely
Definitely something
fascinating.
worthwhile extending, Marlene.
It is worthwhile because we all could resonate with this particular play. And Terence is absolutely outstanding in this one man performance. And you could relate with that time and relate also with the times of the now. And the second of this particular journey with Pieter Dirk Uys is African Times, a contemporary piece delving into the complexities of South Africa's democracy. And it's going to open on the 17th of September. It follows the political and personal journey of a senior cabinet minister and his daughter. And it's been directed by not a wonderful person, a person that experienced Pieter Dirk Uys, that traveled with Pieter Dirk Uys, the same like Basil Apollos, they have journeyed with Pieter Dirk Uys, is not other than Sestoko Nchinga. And this play is on from the 17th of September till the 20th of September. Please don't miss out on these iconic two plays of Pieter Dirk Uys, which is so relevant even to for today. Then
100%, Marlene. I think I would like to encourage our listeners to go out and secure tickets because it's a short run comparatively. And as we know, Pieter Dirk Uys, people will travel from other provinces to come and see him. So we need to be prepared for that.
Then we have Hilton Schilder, the 46th album launch that we have. And it's again celebrating a rich musical journey. This event highlights Hilton Schilder's contribution to the South African music scene, focusing on his latest work. It's a renowned musician known for his innovative fusion, traditional and contemporary sound. So this particular artist from jazz have evolved into being one of our most respected indigenous artists as well. And with indigenous, it's really unearthing what do we mean with our indigenous instruments. And that is fusing with being one of our most celebrated jazz artists as well. So this is also going to be something that I would like to the listeners come explore and I always say, be open to new sounds as well, but also to our ancestor sound. And that is why I would like to say, Hilton Schilder, we must celebrate as well. Then we move on to our Khamisa Heritage Tour. The tour offers a deep dive into the historical and cultural heritage of the Cape, emphasizing the diverse narratives that have shaped the region. And organized by local historians and cultural experts, including Luc de Kock, providing authentic insights into Cape Town's past. Very important. It takes us on our ancestral journey, Janet, and we need to do it. This, all this that we capturing during heritage, it is about our tapestry. It is about our diversity. But it's also about becoming knowledgeable about our ancestry, about who we are as the people. We then move.
I must say, Marlene, that's quite a nice, diverse lineup. Definitely paying tributes to the icons like the Shoulder Brothers, and I mean, what a legacy, really.
Then we move on to the Harmonic Praise Tour by Muhammad Tariq, a celebration of spiritual and harmonic music. And this tour highlights again the transformative power of song and community. That is on the 24th of September. Then we have the Sunset Poetry and Jazz Session. Yes, as I said, I'm saying this all the time. We're curating with the people all our heritage programs and our Heritage Month with the people, for the people. So the Cape Cultural Collective features the Mamela Band with musicians Charles Lowe, Carlo Fabe, Clayton Pretorius, along with poets Eugenia Santoto, Winslow Skalkwyk, and Simphiwo Bam. And what is so important is that we need to take hands with this NGO who is really in our communities trying to bring through arts and culture our communities together, because we are so much still so divided by the railway line, by geographical areas that's being constructed by the apartheid era. And through this Cape Cultural Collective, we're trying, taking hands, and they bring these wonderful artists from the different areas on the Cape Flats to Artscape so that we can make music, do our poetry together, and start the journey of being through the arts, celebrating our diversity, but also the collectiveness of our humanity. We move then on to the Youth Classical Concert. That the Cultural Collective is on the 30th of September, but the Youth Classical Concert is on the 27th of September, and the theme showcasing young talent. This concert is designed to inspire and cultivate the next generation of classical musicians. Important once again under the baton of Brandon Phillips. And I want to say, heritage in its homogeneous sense might not be so peculiar to some, but as a South African, it is a melting pot of so much that is now different than the same. We are only just learning about one another, both on a cultural level as well as heritage-wise. In there lies its excitement, and in there lies its celebration. Artscape at all times wants to celebrate our diversity, but also our oneness. That's why when you look at our program, when you go on our website, www.artscape.co.za, there is something for everyone. But for the listeners, Janet, I want to say, come out of your comfort zone and explore something new at Artscape.
You know, Marlene, winter is over. Spring has sprung. A great reason to dress up and come and experience some culture and heritage at the Artscape Theatre. And we are in Heritage Month. What a wonderful way to celebrate our legacies.
Thank you, Janet, and let's celebrate who we are as a nation.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Marlene LaRue, CEO of Artscape, on Jet Setting with Janet this morning.
Thank you very much.